Daf Kuflam Tess. Halacha is a business in Chol HaMoed. So a lot of the business they're talking about is business means like small store type of sales, but it also means, you know, buying and selling large amounts of merchandise, etc., which doesn't mean that going in to sit by your desk, but there will be some applications. Kol Schara Asura Aleph. Kol Schara Asura Filo Kol Shehu. You can't do any type of business.
Sit by your desk?
Which word do you not understand, see?
What about?
Doing business doesn't mean if a person works as an employee going doing business. It's not the word business. Business means transactions. Koschara sura kafila kol shehu. Even the most minimal type of a sale is prohibited. Bein likto is bein limkor. Whether talking about buying something, whether talking about selling something, both of them be yosus. Even if the other person is a non-Jew, you can't buy from him. You can't sell to him. Afilo im hilva moos, person lent money. Amanashit in the loyacher kach yain of schara acheres, but piroy and chayve kedeli he stocker. So he made an arrangement that's similar to with a non-Jew, because of the Jews this would not be a mutter. So he made an arrangement, lent money to a goy, that the goy is going to give him back some type of a merchandise. Which there's going to be a potential gain by doing so, financial gain. He can't go and ask for the payment of the loan during Chol HaMoed, because he's going to be gaining money. In other words, if it's just the purpose is to just to get his money back, it's not a question of gaining. But over here, the goal was he did this transaction with intent of laying out money now, he's going to get back more money later on. The only time it would be mutter is a case where the people would be around after the moyed, so then there's a potential for it's a davar oved, because if you don't get him now, definitely davar oved, and if he doesn't go now and ask for the money, these people will be gone. Okay, Miu. In Nizdaman Loy, Rebek Maruba Bemoyet, if a person has a potential for a very large profit, Yechol Limkor Bitsino, Miyotzi Lesimchos Yamtav Yosi Mimashar Yadai Talohitzi. So he adds three conditions over here. So a person can, in this situation, he can sell in a Chol HaMoed, because it's Rebek Maruba, number one. Number two, he does it Bitsino. Number three, he uses some of the money for tzarcha yamtiv above and beyond what he would have done otherwise. So the combination of the three things is we're matarit. Even though normally profit is not considered a davar aved, it has to be just protect yourself from loss, not potential gain. But in conjunction with the fact that it's done betzino, and there's some places which hold that business betzino, because it's not a malacha. There's no malacha involved. It's just buying and selling, etc. So Chazal asked it. They didn't ask it. One opinion holds they didn't ask it, but sin. So we're saying on that sheet, in the case of Revak Maruba, when you're going to use some of it for Simchus Yomtiv.
So does this place a restriction on the time frame? If it's very late in the last Chol HaMoed, that you're not going to have time to be mostly the money for Simchus Yomtiv, can't do it?
Correct. Right. You know, you have to send some of the money on somebody else. Yeah, I will do that. Okay. Shabura is the cotton olive. Schara Surah. So Chazal asked Schara. So what they asked for business, it's not a malacha. They asked it b'nei aterach. We said before that Chazal, their goal was to get the people that should not be busy, very, very busy and torrid, etc. during Chol HaMoed. They'll be able to have time to clear their mind and focus on learning, etc. So one minimal transaction is not going to do that, but the nature of business is those things. One minimal transaction, one transaction is two, and two transaction is four, and four transaction is eight, and it's big ones and small ones and buying and selling, and there's a lot of involvement in it. So Chazal said, you know what, it's awesome, and this way you won't be involved in it.
That doesn't sound like the case that the
Mechaber
describes right away. What's the
Torah in Chol HaMoed? No, Chazal asked for business. Because the nature of business is the tircha. So the cases of halvor would be, it's a form of business. That the reason why it's also because it's a form of business. He did it halvor not just to lend money, get money back. He did it because the person's paying him back in merchandise.
Yeah, right.
So it's a form of business.
But there's no tircha in this.
Because also business, because there's tircha in business. Right, yeah. Once they made the issur, they made it broad based.
Right.
They did a broad stroke type of prohibition. Because if you don't do that, it's very hard to maintain it.
So Mechaber gives this example in the sense of even this, which is not.
Well, it says a filu. That's what he says a filu. Right, you're right. Even that type of case, which would not immediately go on, you wouldn't immediately associate that with this issur, it's still awesome.
More of a
sad. Afterwards, some other type of merchandise. Now, even though he didn't say that he should deliver it to the Cholomoyd, So even though there's no tircha, it's not like you're schlepping a different city to pick it up. There's no gross amices over here. Still aser. Why? Because when you receive the payment, it's received in a law as a form of a business transaction, which goes under the umbrella of the prohibition of business. Okay. Now, even though the lashon was, you can't be usher to go leleich v'lisavim, which sounds like this is only because you have to travel somewhere, so there's a tirch involved in the travel. So no, look at leleich mishum sefer. Leleich it was mentioned not in the ratio, because the ratio, the isser, it's also even without halicha. The reason why you have the word leleich is because of the heter. We said the man of Mitzrayim le'achakach mutzal leleich acharem afilu b'iracheres. If you're afraid these people are going to be leaving, if you don't collect now, it's going to be a hefted. So that's moderate, even if there's not only are they in this city, but even if there's a tircha involved to go to a different city, it's still going to be mutter. It's only mutter if they're not mitzuyim, gimelena mitzuyim, but who then I mitam acher yochel lovel that they have said him lo yisba achshav, or it's not limited to this example of the loss being that they're going to travel away, but you know there's other potential. They're about to sell out some of their properties. If you don't catch them now, they might not have any money. Whatever the potential has to be, obviously, so it's included. Davle davar oved, but davkim lo kiven lechachilas man kabolas haskar b'moyet. But that we had before, even davar oved, if you're mechaben lata l'moyet, you can't do it. So if he figures, I'll lend them the money and I'll make the loan due during Chol HaMoed Pesach, or Chol HaMoed Sukkot, I'll have time to deal with it, etc. So it's davar oved, that's very nice, but it was mechav malachta, it's a tough luck. Fine. Then the Ramah came along and said a case where there's Rebach Merubo, Bitsina, and used for simple Yomtiv. So, hey, Rebach Merubo, Atam, after Mishum Rebach Merubo, Bavad, Ein Lahatir, just a question of making a profit. You can't be matarit. Elon can huba vada en a motzi tomid lachar moed kibisif hay. So see in case where you have an item already and you could sell it right now for a very good price, and you, if you wait till after the price will go down, since the item right now, that's the price that it's worth, that's what it sells for, you have to have the yomtiv, it's going to go down in price. That's not called profit anymore. That's called hefset. That's called hefset. But that's because it's not going to be available after moed. But just because Rabbi Merubah alone, I mean, you had a specific opportunity of a sale, as opposed to that was the question of that was the price, etc. So over here, that's only that criteria is a mutter, which maybe you don't have over here, but still, hachav lav hachav yesh poiskim shematir m'lekim betzina. But to sell betzina, there's poiskim which hold that b'chal didn't ask for betzina. Now, what is that? Because by definition, when you're m'lekim betzina, you're going, that's going to create a cap on the amount of business which is able to be done. you know, it's before the world of the internet, etc. You know, it's like, how do you sell something that's in? I mean, the person's going to cart it away. You're storing it in your warehouse. I mean, so yeah, it's, if you have a few things in your house, the person will come to your house, you sell it, you know, grab some ice. It limits the amount you can get involved in it. So some places say that Mitzina is mutter, period. So we don't rely on that opinion. But in the case of Revach Merubah, some chino layo, hechad mizdaman le Revach Merubah, when we come welcome, tzarech lohitzi mehen tzas, the simple as yomtiv. And then we add this condition of using it partially for simple as yomtiv. Now we'll see in Sif Dalid, that we it mentions this condition of using it for simple as yomtiv, even in a case where it's for hesir. So Sharasina points out above. So if that's the case, that you're using it for simple as yomtiv, so why am I telling you it has to be dafka betzina? Because in Sif Dalid, we're going to tell you that's mutter even for hesir. Vav after zem mutter b'sif dalad after for hesya v'gam b'lo revich meruba. So if you're using it for simple as yomtiv, I was matter it even with the Shulchan Aruch was matter it without b'tzina and without revich meruba. Teretz says Avos Shom im yesh le mos b'lav hachi b'revich lahitzin the simple as yomtiv v'loy mikilina kimavur Hashem. V'hacha filo b'chei gavna mutter. So the difference between over here and over there is that idea is you're going to get significant, you know, you get more money and you'll be able to actually really expand your what you're buying for yomtiv, your simple yomtiv. Over here, but that case, if you really had a decent amount, you had money to spend, and you could expand if you wanted to. Maybe you chose not to. So this transaction will motivate you to. That's not mutter. Right, because the Maisa, you could have spent more on that extra $500, $1,000 on yomtiv. Remember, you chose not to, and now you have the transaction. Okay, you know what? So I'll be a sport. That's not mutter. Talking about the person who saw yomtiv maybe were limited, and now because of this business deal, he actually have more money, which will allow him to actually spend more money. But he couldn't do it without this business deal. But over here, he's saying even in a case where the person could do it without the business deal, which over there is not mutter, but if you add revich meruba and you add betzina, it'll be mutter. So you're allowed to do limkar betzina vav. Buadin liknos. Selling is also buying. So that also is mutter. Now, so in that situation, there's a condition of a simple as yomtiv. So let's just apply that lemaisa. If you're selling, you sell merchandise, you get money. So you take the money and you go spend on simple as yomtiv. Over here, you're buying. It means you laid out money. And you bought. So exactly what are you spending on simple as yomtiv? Exactly. What money? How many money? So the Sharetzin... You bought. What are you spending on simple as yomtiv? So if you look at the Sharetzin involved, he says that he brings the Masas a shekel. Excuse me, Zion, I'm sorry. And so Sharetzin and Zion, he brings the Masas a shekel, which says, what you have to do is you have to estimate. You bought it now because the Revach Merub means this was a great buy that you're purchasing right now. You can buy this merchandise and you'll be able to sell it after yomtiv for a great profit. So you're not mechuyev now to make an estimation of how much profit you made on this purchase, you're going to make on this, and take some of that money and use it for simple as yomtiv. Well, it means lay out money out of your own pocket corresponding to that profit that you would have made. Okay. Now,
so, so you can be able to simple as yomtiv by buying your wife another piece of jewelry? What does that mean, simple as yomtiv?
I think it means more food and stuff like that.
But you can. I mean, simple as yomtiv, you said, for a woman is jewelry.
For a woman, yeah. But
so
I think
I'm saying if you want to may have a shalom bias in addition, so then you basically buy your wife another piece of jewelry, right? That would be...
Listen, you buy a piece of jewelry anyway for yomtiv.
I'm saying
you buy it bigger.
You get oid, so you could... I mean, is that... Does that count?
I think it means spend more. It means more.
Only on food.
I think it means food... You know, because the problem is that's for the woman specifically. It's not for the whole. This is like he's benefiting, but it's not like a direct benefit. This heter is only in conjunction with the fact that we're talking about something which is not malacha. So the issue is just the transaction of the business. Chazal asked a business transaction. There's no malacha involved per se. So on that we'll say, if you had Betzina and Revach Meruba and the we matter it. Something which is with an actual malacha involved, so that wouldn't make a difference. So, it doesn't make a difference between even in malacha the rabbanon and malacha the raisa. In other words, there's certain things Chazal asked as they gave it. It's a malacha the rabbanon, but it's a malacha. Certain things Chazal asked. It's a new category. Business is not a malacha. Business is business. Person would have to get involved in doing the kosher matter, even though it's a kosher derbana. I don't know whether he's matter. His chiluk wasn't the rice of the derbana. His chiluk was a malacha, non malacha. Something which would be even a malacha derbana could be still also a problem. I'm not clear about that. It sounds like he's saying malacha versus schara. Take a look at the first Bir Halacha. Oh. I want to do the Bir Halacha on the last siman with you. Okay. Take the first Bir Halacha in the siman, Bein Liknos. It says, Komasha Osir, who are Filah Yere Yaakum. In other words, the person can't have a goy do the work for him. Here's a Kiddush. In the world of Malacha, Chazal asked Amir Lachem. So saying now this is not an Isra Malacha, this is of Tircha, which Chazal said, you know what, so the Tircha is because you're involved. So you could argue well, incorrectly. So if that's the problem, if I point the Goy as a Shliach, so by definition I've taken care of the, he'll take care of all the Tircha. So what's the Isra? So he said, no, the same way when he does the malachas, what's the issue? I didn't do the malacha, the guy did the malacha. But that's actually what we asked. We asked the guy doing the malacha. Because you can't, not only can you not do malacha, you can't have a guy do malacha. So who then comes to the world of tircha? Because I'll ask having the guy do the tircha. So the same thing. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan adds a kenetzah over here when he says that he would say, the reason why Chazal asked it, the issue isn't just the tircha, it's the tirda which comes with the tircha. Right? The business of the mind when he has a shliach doing something for him, his mind is still on the deal. So, even if you remove the physical tircha, the transporting and delivering, but at the end of the day, Chazal didn't want to mount to that either, because at the end of the day, you're going to get fresh leapt into the mice. If not physically, but at least mentally. Okay. Bays. Misha Hilva.
What about talking? Is that okay? I mean, you could talk through a deal also. Especially if there's trust between the two parties.
I don't think Chazal asked her, asked her talking.
Because on 47th Street, it's almost all talking.
As long as they didn't actually transact. You know, whatever the definition of a transaction is. It's an interesting question, Bechlal, when it comes to Kinyanim. What's the definition of Kinyanim in Halacha? You know, how do our modern Kinyanim translate into Halacha? There are very specific Kinyanim which are mentioned in Halacha. The problem is that nowadays, a person transacts buying X amount of shares of right? There's no Nesinus Kesef.
Right.
There's no Hagbah, there's no Kinyan Suter, there's nothing.
It's a telephone call.
So where's the Kinyan in Halacha? So right. What makes it mine, you know, right? So there is a Kenyan like this. There's a Kenyan, there's a Gemara in Bamasi and Ezel Neshel, Dav Samach Zayin, I think it is. The Gemara talks about, I'm off on the page. So the Gemara talks about a Kenyan called Situmsa. Situmsa was that they used to have a Hanhaga when people were buying wine. So they would come in. They would have the. They would, sometimes they would send them. They would process the wine by the vineyards. They send it down the river, and they'd come to the port. They'd unload these barrels of wine onto the port. And the person who was buying the barrels of wine, so he would go over to the barrels of wine, and he wouldn't do a hagbo, he wouldn't do mashicha. No mashicha, but he would touch the barrel. He'd move the barrel, he'd push the barrel, he'd like tilt it a little bit. The ones he's buying. I'm buying these 10. Da-da-da-da-da. That's it. So the Moor says it's a valid kinyan. Even though there's no such kinyan, Minhag HaMedina constitutes a kinyan. So the Pesachim said that a lot of our kinyan, which we do nowadays, have a halachic validity because they go under this umbrella called Situmsa, Minhag HaMedina. So you can't transact, whatever the definition of transaction in that business is. So if in 47th Street a handshake and mazel tov is considered a full bona fide kinyan, and you can't back out and you got all the guy money,
it is.
So then you can't transact.
It's not a Minhag HaMedina though. I mean, it's one area. It's one area, one city, really. It's one business.
I'm saying, but that business, this is the standard.
This is the standard.
Yeah, but a goyim, everybody uses it. That's the standard. Yeah. Everybody uses that the standard.
Absolutely.
And whether you're. So I pasha that would go under the din of situmsa. Uh-huh. So then they could talk about it, but the handshake and the mazel tov would be usher. That's the kinyan. So that's usher. Okay, bays. Misha Hilva Lechaber Mos. So, in other words, the case was before that his goal wasn't money, his goal was to get merchandise. So, he lent the money, and then said the person will pay him back merchandise later on, which has the potential for the value going up, etc. Now, normally it's a ribbis problem. It's exactly what Chazal were afraid of. So, I'm going to lend you with $100, and you pay me back wine, which is worth $120. So, we Bedavka needs it. Borrow in money and pay back in money. But depending on either it's with a goy or talking about that they did it in some way with a heteriska, which would be able to be permitted to do it with a Jew. But if the loan was money to money, so that's not a business. That itself is not a business. To get back to principal, that's not a business deal. Getting the money back. So, mutter litover becholamoid liquis ma'oisav. He's allowed to get back the principal. So he's allowed to do whatever he needs to do to get that money. Mr. Shapiro said, even if he has to go to Bez and go to court, he's allowed to do that in Chol HaMoed. And Tzarek Lomar, Shemutter Ligwis, Chayber Min Akum, and that's true by a Jew, obviously it's true for a non-Jew. Zayin Mutter L'Tovay, Hainu, Phil El Chayir Acheris L'Tovay Shaman, that's not only is it in this city, he's even allowed to travel, and there are malachas involved in traveling, etc. One second. He's allowed to travel for this purpose. So now we had before in Tavkuf Lamed Vav that if there's no Tzarek HaMoed involved in a Baklal, so they were matzah to go by foot, even though there's Tzarek, they're matzah to go on a horse, even though there's Malach Yisrael Rabbanan involved in riding a horse normally, but they didn't ask because there is an eight Tzarek. But if there's no Tzarek HaMoed, so we discussed before, are you allowed to do malachas, deraisa, driving a car, something of that sort, for the purpose of, or machamer, which is having the animal schlep the wagon. So machamer, he said there's a tzad kula, because some people hold the noise of machamer, b'zman has that. But driving a car, the car would be, if there's no hefset, no dabra oved involved, and there's no tzarek hamoed involved, the charet should not be motu. Filim yochel some shema achar hamoed gam ken. V'yischa ba'alma ends a baklam al schera. Chazal didn't answer collecting a choiv because that's not business. Right? The Gemara says you lend for you give a dollar, you get a dollar. That's a businessman. Is this a businessman? That's not considered schera. Even if he has to go to court to do that, it'll be mutter. We said even to get merchandise, is mutter. When it comes to goy, whatever you can get out of his hands now is considered you're saving yourself a potential loss, because if you don't do it, you don't know who, whatever, when or how it's going to happen. Okay. Gimel. Mocher l'chaver pragmati kadam amoyed. Person sold merchandise before yamtiv. Pragmati is merchandise. And he didn't get the money yet. Yesh misho oysel t'ved d'me'ab amoyed. Some say you can't come and collect the money. In other words, if I lent you money and I got back money, so that's not business. That's a whole totally different field. Over here, this is part of the business transaction. I sold you something and I'm collecting my payments. See, even though I'm not selling right now, but I'm doing part of the business transaction, that also goes to this Yesh Mishoimer says that goes under the Isser of Schar. Elam Kane, who Yehei Elokeach Adam Shenu Motzi B'Mokam Mocher. Unless if it meets the criteria, it's mutter. You're afraid if you don't get him now, have him pay right now, he'll be gone after Yom Tov. Okay, but we're not for that. There's in the previous sif we said it's mutter without davarovit. This requires davarovit. That's the yesh mishoim. Yesh mishoiser. I'm sorry. Well, lean nearer. She came and she saw kavolov hamos b'chayv v'kadam amoyed. Habli kalvo umotel ligvas imenu b'chol amoyed afilo hu adam shemotzi b'makam amoyed. So in the case where he sold him the merchandise before Yom Tov, he said, "Listen, you know what? You'll owe me the money." And at that point in time, when he said, "You owe me the money," he's transformed. This is not part of the business deal anymore. This is now a debt between two parties. It's a form of a loan. This is if I gave you money, I'm getting my money back now. So it's not part of the business transactions. It's like zakav alav hamos b'chayv. It means literally means he stood it up. It means he changed it into a different state. He put it here and let's talk about it. Let's change it into a status of b'chayv. So it's a chayv. You're allowed to collect the cholamoy. That's what you said in Sibbeis. So even though there's no davar, the person's going to be around after Yom Tov, you're allowed to collect it now. So you're allowed to go complain to the authorities if necessary to get the loans that you're allowed to collect. You can. The person's buying a credit on credit says, "Let's make a cheshbon. How much you owe me?" And let's. And I wanted four. You know. So the person says, "Okay, let's. We add up the list. You now owe me this. This is what I expect of you. We make up a date, etc." So now what you're doing is you're changing this amorphous responsibility into an actual chiyuv moment. So that's mutter to take care of that arrangement on the Chol HaMoed if necessary. He said that you feel more confident you'll be able to collect the money as opposed to when you leave it amorphous. So that's called Dabra Ovid.
What's the amorphous responsibility?
If I go to a store and I buy in credits, so every time I go in, you know, there's a card there, I buy in credit, and he marks down that he bought, you know, two bananas on credit, you know. Once a month, he gets together, he says, "Okay, let's take." He takes out the card, he figures out how much everything was worth, and he adds it up. He says, "Okay," and he sends you a bill. This is what you owe me. That's called Zokovalov Bechoiv, is that process of changing it from this to buying on credit into an actual bill. You are Yesh Mishoiser. So some say that you can't. Collect the payment for merchandise sold before Yom Tov, unless it's davar ovid. Tamoy. Kol ma'aseh u'matan shel schar, any part of the business transaction, bein b'soif k'hi d'sefal, bein b'tchila k'hi d'sef zeh, osur. Whether it's the end of the process, the beginning of the process, it doesn't make a difference. You can't do it on Chol HaMoed. Came to Shulchan Aruch and says, "Well, in Europe, that once you made it into once, if before Yontif he made it into a chayiv, so now it's he's collecting a chayiv. V'hinei af shabach hiskim medina l'svar rishonim. So the Mishabur says that this Yesh Misha Oyser, which is the tour, the Bach agrees to it. So you have the tour saying and the Bach agreeing to it. And my question is, should I go with the Shulchan Aruch, which is the Beis Yosef, or should I be Macher for the tour? He says, even though there's their Macher, it's difficult to get back payment on loans. So we always consider any type of sale on credit. If he has an opportunity to collect it, we look at his davar oved, and he's allowed to do a chalam moed. So that's become the standard. I know that's true nowadays. Right? That was, you know, when the time that the Mishnah Berurah was being written. For the most part, people were, you know, were not wealthy, you know. So the business were not doing for novel. It was minimal. So, you know, if a person could pay back a loan now, you make sure you get the money right now. You don't wait. Because who knows what's going to be the pogrom tomorrow, and, you know, who knows what, right? You lived in that world, so obviously it's always a davar of it, you know. In our society, I'm not sure that you would have this same type of heter. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't give you a hachroa what he would hold the local amaisa. Assuming everything else is equal, I have the mechaber bring the Yesh Mishnah Oyser v'li niras at the Shulchan Aruch. I disagree, and the Bach says that the Yesh Mishnah Oyser is right, which is the tour. So what do we do with the amaisa? The Mishnah Berurah doesn't give you a hachroa. He just says it's irrelevant because nowadays it's a davar ovid. So nowadays it is more relevant. So what do you do? The Mishnah Berurah does not give a hachroa on that. Pashas, and it's an isidur abanan, and you would be semek lekula. You see, with the Mishnah Berurah, however, the Mishnah Berurah like wasn't comfortable with just saying that alone. He needed to feel more comfortable by bringing in the davar oved as his heter. Yud Beis, Likbul b'Mishpat b'Shul Chayv Sava Mutar. Rutsu Lemer. He didn't want to be matter just because it's a Darabanan, Savak Darabanan Lekula. You make a Mechalik is a Darabanan. He didn't say that. He said it's Mutar because davar oved. So you can go to the authorities to collect the loans that you're allowed to collect. You're allowed to go to the authorities to help you collect. Such loans or such claims of money that you're allowed to ask for during Cholamoid. And he took him to Bezdin before Yom Tov on an Nishka Halfin. And now he has an opportunity on Chol HaMoed to take it to court. So then you're allowed to go to the court in that case, the non-Jewish court, to back it up. You're allowed to do that complaint, register that claim during Chol HaMoed. Come welcome near the Hanodafka Likbo Bapay. You're allowed to go and make a verbal presentation. I will lit the Bishum Zazasr Imloish to Hudavar Ha'avit. So we're being mata even a loan, which is not a davar oved. The guy's here, the guy has the money, just giving you a fight. And you really can accomplish the same thing a week from now, but you know, you want to take care of it now. So we said it's a mutter. So it's not a davar oved. Because since the loan is collectible, because he said loans are just straight loans are collectible, so you're allowed to complain about it also. But you can't write, you can't do malacha for that purpose. Is what's that to do malacha? It's davar oved, it had to do malacha. But otherwise, you can't write in that situation. In Tzarech Lamos, the Hutzir is somehow yomtiv. After the Mutter Litzav Yerei Yaakov, if you're going to use the money for yomtiv, so we could argue that it's Mutter, but he would be Mutter having a goy do the writing for you. So, in other words, if the person is the lawyer, and the Jew comes in and says to the lawyer, like, draw up the documents for me to go to court, right? So, is he allowed to do that? So if I'm a lawyer working for a law firm, so I have a davar oved, I have to protect my job. If I'm the partner, which the Jew is coming to me, so the Jew said, listen, I'm going to do this no matter what, I don't care who it is. So they said, the Jew said, well, I'm going to lose my client, you know, well, it's an okay. He asked me to do it for him. I said to him, sir, you're not allowed to do it yourself, and why should I be allowed to do it for you? So it would not be much. He said, but see, by Yedeyakim, in the case of if you use the money for Sarachim Moyed, you can have Duksi by Yedeyakim. Even if I tell you by Jew you can't collect, the hot rain yochel yispoya akra moyed, because you wait till after Yom Tov. Now, we said before in Sid Beis, that's not true. Even by Jew you're allowed to collect. If it's just a straight loan, you're allowed to collect it. If you don't make a calculation and ask him for the money, you're in trouble. You're doing this in order to guarantee. Once you make it into a clear amount of a debt, that it's much more secure type of a loan than leaving it in this situation. So that already is mutter because it's considered davar avid. So let's hold it here. What am I doing?